Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me after a victorious 51-point win for the McDonald's SA under-18 team is the coach, Brenton Phillips. Sticko, you must have been pleased with the result, particularly after half-time, only led by the 1 point.
Yeah, always got a smile on my dole once you get a win, so it was a really good effort today. I thought, you know, led really strongly by a captain. Led the ruck most of the day and had some really good support in and around that, but I thought our better players stood up today and were our better players.
Third quarter was just tremendous, holding the Allies to just one behind, which was kicked right on the siren and really took control of the contest.
Yeah, I thought that was pivotal in terms of the game, setting the game up. We took some control of the ball and we were able to move the ball really well forward, so yeah, it was an important quarter for us.
Just as important sort of early in the fourth as well. Obviously they started to get a run on the Allies with three quick goals after three quarter time, but the boys steadied nicely.
Yeah, look, that's, and I spoke to the players post-game about that, it's the nature of this competition. There's some competitive young men out on the footy field and you don't get it all your own way all the time. So, and there's momentum shifts and they come at you and it's how you stand up. And it's, as I said to the players also, it's a bit like life scenarios. You know, you're not always handed it on a platter. Sometimes you actually got to fight for it and you got to really earn your stripes. And I thought they did that at about the 10 to 15 minute mark of the last quarter. They really got a little bit more control, the game opened up a little bit and we're able to then steady and put them away.
Better players today, obviously you touched on the skipper Callum Coleman-Jones, a really great effort in the ruck and set the tone for the rest of his side.
Yeah, Callum was fantastic and I thought our backs were pretty good, so Zerk Thatcher we brought in, I thought he was super. Harry Petty down back, I thought we actually got him up the ground. We played him as a deep last week and we played him as a high defender this time, and I thought his ability to chop ball up, especially in that first quarter, really controlled the game, especially when it was slippery too. There's a bit of dew around there early, so he was able to take some really good overhead marks and stabilise us down back. So yeah, and from there our midfielders sort of got around the ball. Yeah, it was good.
Speaking of the mids, obviously Steph Giro certainly found plenty of the footy, and Jackson Haitley as well. He's an underager, but certainly showed that he can mix it with the big boys.
Yeah, look, both of them were pretty good, influential. They both work really hard, and that's what I like about it. You know, that's the first weapon, I suppose, you've got to bring to the table, is the ability to work hard and then compete longer and stronger than the opposition, and they both do that. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, look, our midfielders through there, we were all pretty good and solid through there. I thought up forward, when we threw both Rankin and Rosie forward, they actually put a lot of forward line pressure, that small forward pressure, and they actually tackled strongly in the forward half of the ground, which gave us the ability to hold ball inside forward 50, and once we hurled ball inside forward 50, we generally scored from it.
He's certainly got some tricks, Isaac Rankin, a couple of special goals, especially that one in the third two when he dodged around one on the boundary.
Look, I'll go on record right now saying if he was on an AFL list, he'd be playing right now. He's that good. He's good enough to be playing AFL football right at this point in time.
Yeah, wow, that's a big call. But the other underager who I thought played well today, Jack Lukosius, showed some really nice stuff. He's incredibly mobile for his height.
Yeah, look, he worked his butt off to a point where I think he was very close to exhaustion towards the end of the game and could hardly raise a gallop. So, and that just shows the work that was put into the game itself. And yeah, look, he presents, especially in that first quarter, he come off his direct opponent and presented up at the ball really nicely and got a couple of goals for us, so it was fantastic.
Darcy Fogarty, we still haven't quite seen the best of him yet, but today was another step in the right direction. I thought he was sort of involved a bit more for longer.
Yeah, he was. He was very good in terms of being involved in the contest a lot more, a bit more physical on the inside, able to break through a few tackles and get the ball going our way. You know, did he score a goal? I can't recall if he did. Yeah, so he's actually kicked the goal. So, yeah, late, that's right. He really nailed that, the big one late. So, yeah, I thought he had a solid game on the back of it. He was probably quiet last week and he was... When you get a kid like that that's really competitive in his own, you know, like he would have been disappointed with his own performance last week, so he had something to prove. So to get a response from not only Darcy, but the team was, you know, first class.
And now the group sets its sights for the Victorian journey. Obviously the two games against Vic Country and Vic Metro to finish off the champs.
Yeah, look, that's always good. It's a good week in Melbourne. We get to see a lot of things, get to visit a few AFL clubs, get to see a lot of AFL football while we're over there. But the main reason we go over there is to compete in the national championships, and we've got two games to go. So, as you said, Metro and Country over there. So who knows what will happen. We'll sit back and see what happens in the next couple of weeks.
And you'll take a 25-man squad over?
Yeah, we take a 25-man squad over. You know, there's a couple of people we're looking to see who gets involved. I'm hoping that perhaps Andy McPherson might come up. He's been injured for the last few weeks, so I'm hoping he might come up for that journey. But if not, we've got enough to choose from to get the job done over there.
And speak of injuries, disappointing, obviously, right at the end there, Hugo Barry injured his knee. Any initial diagnosis, or a bit early to tell?
Yeah, a bit early to tell. They'll send him straight in to get some scans done straight away, so we'll get them done straight away and make a better call from it. I did briefly pop into the doctor's room post-game and spoke to him, and in himself, he said it settled down pretty well. The pain had gone away, but who knows with these injuries. I'm no medical expert, so we'll leave it up to the medical staff to look after that and make a proper diagnosis.
Well, Sticks, thanks for your time on Sandful Radio. Well done on the win, and enjoy.
Thanks, Zach.